happened with the advent of pornography is the natural instinct of a man is to feel an element of disgust when they see the woman they desire with another man. That's our natural instinct. As a man, when you see the woman you love or you care about or you desire even with another man, it makes you feel a bit sick. What pornography has done is taken the woman you desire the most, have you literally watch her with another man, and instead of being repelled, the sensations, your brain has been hijacked, and you've the desires and all of the dopamine and all the reaction you're getting has been hijacked. So your normal repulsion has been replaced with intense desire. So what would have normally caused you to feel repulsed by a woman is now making you want her more. Wanting her more, seeing her naked with another man every day is what you're watching. Your brain has been hijacked. Your natural masculinity has been hijacked. And as a result, what's happening is when you go into the real world and you meet a really promiscuous woman, instead of being repulsed, you're now sexually compatible with her because she reminds you what you've been watching. So now, more than ever before, men are open to sex workers. They're open to marrying them. They're open to investing in them. They're most open to loving them. And here's what the really sad reality of sex work is. The women that engage in sex work are, in the long run, winning compared to the women that don't. And sadly, that's what society's done. What's happened is that good, wholesome woman nowadays that's actually dedicated to the children, she might find herself divorced, single mom, struggling to pay rent because divorce is so high and men are so addicted to pornography, they're going elsewhere. So she's going to find herself struggling. Whereas you take a sex worker and she gets uses man to man, and then her long-term plan, yes, she's going to be alone, but both women can end up alone. But the sex worker is now getting to be living in an expensive home, sending the kids to an expensive school and living in an expensive area, and now her generation has changed for the better. So we've almost made it so that the sex workers win in the long run, and that's only a man's fault because they're the ones investing.